Hello, Jim. Tim Carter. Thanks for calling WGRR 103.5.
This for me?
Yeah, Jim, are you on? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, bud.
Morning.
All right, man. I'm gonna hit the timer here in just a second.
I got a question and a story.
Okay, well, let's do the question quickly, then the story.
Okay. First of all, good morning, Mary. I love you. My wife's in the other room. we got a water heater in the basement, and the when you turn water on, it doesn't do it every time, but when you open a valve in the kitchen or the bathroom or sometimes when you flush the toilet or you're going to take a shower, and when the water starts running, you hear this gurgling in the water heater.
Right, okay.
And it's kind of like water hammer, but I don't think it is, because water hammer is when you shut the thing off, right?
Well, yeah, water hammer, that's what we... Yeah, water hammer is when you get a vibration in the plumbing system because... You know how much water... Think how much a bucket of water weighs.
Yeah.
Okay, so water weighs a lot. It weighs like 62 pounds per cubic foot. So when this water... And you see how fast that water's rushing through your pipes because you can see how fast it comes out of your garden hose?
Sure.
So when you shut a valve off really fast and you've got a lot of pressure, that weight... It's like a car hitting a concrete wall.
Right, so, but this happens when we open the valve.
That's right. Well, what that is you're, how old's your water heater, would you say? When was the last time it was replaced? I'm going to make a guess. I'm going to say 10, 12 years.
Well, I was going to say 10 or 15. 10
okay.
to 15, yeah.
Right, so you've got in the bottom of this, I'll bet you're also one of these people that's very bad and doesn't drain.
I do that once in a while.
Once in a while, that means like once every 9 months, right? yeah, I already know the answer. Look, I'm a licensed master plumber. I already know the answers here. Don't try
well,
to.
My funny
don't
story is
look,
to be about the tools, remember, not the water heater.
exactly. So the answer is you do have a sediment buildup in the bottom of that tank, and you get some vibration and gurgling when that when you decide to draw cold water, you know, and when you decide to draw hot water, it causes that to vibrate in the bottom of that tank.
Uh-huh, okay.
So if you were to put a new heater in, you will not have that noise.
I guess draining it now is out of the question.
Well, it's the sediment's already there. You're not gonna get rid of it. You're just gonna have to live with it, you know.
Okay.
So that's it. All right, so that's the answer to that question.